Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2304, Overcoming Self-Sabotage, part one by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Today I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. Overcoming Self-Sabotage, part one by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. I can't tell you how many times I used to throw in the towel on my healthy fruits and veggies and go on a 3-day donut and cheeseburger bender. I also can't tell you how many times I ended what could have been a good relationship by either ghosting them or saying way too much too soon. I've also been known to stay silent in the face of great career opportunities, throw my money away on stupid stuff, and get really sick right before an important event. I've been snarky to people I love, I've procrastinated on my work, and I've lied to get out of things that would have been amazing for my growth. This isn't just me, right? Of course not, you do it too. I'll be the first to raise my hand and say that I am my own worst enemy. I know we're all conditioned to watch our backs and make sure nobody is trying to take us down, but how often do we turn that focus around and see that the real problem is right here under our noses? What is one thing that I consistently see as a coach and energy worker that holds my clients back from meeting their goals? It's not an external circumstance. It's not food or money or time. It's much deeper than that. It's self-sabotage. And the truth is, we all do it. Self-sabotage is an internal mechanism that we all have, but it can seriously hold us back without us even realizing it. It keeps us small. It keeps us safe. It keeps us limited. And it is the main reason why people don't seem to be able to move forward, whether they're trying to regain their physical health, deepen a good relationship, or advance their career. So where does self-sabotage come from? From your lizard brain. From anyone who isn't familiar with this term, the lizard brain is the oldest and most primal part of your brain, the limbic system. This part of our neuroanatomy is responsible for your basic survival needs. Its entire job is to keep you safe. And often its ideas are at odds with the higher parts of the brain, which can create a lot of internal conflict, and much to our collective human dismay, it drives behaviors that undermine our goals. I don't think we give the lizard brain enough credit for how powerful its influence is. Actions that are driven by the lizard brain can leave us mystified and are sometimes categorized as unexplainable behaviors. I know there's a lot of talk of this part of the brain when it comes to addiction, but it applies to pretty much every single human behavior out there. And I know that a lot of you struggle with this. You've probably heard the quote from Marianne Williamson that goes, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us," end quote. This touches on the heart of self-sabotage, in my opinion. In my practice, I don't see so much of the classic fear of failure as I do a serious fear of success. We're afraid of our power, our potential, our true purpose here on earth. And so we shrink back. We throw wrenches into the machinery. We light fires and walk away. And a lot of this takes place on a subconscious level. Your lizard brain is always trying to keep you safe. And what is a bigger fear than the fear of the unknown? What could be scarier than the things we cannot yet understand or categorize or control? Thus, our ingrained primal habits kick in and keep us in bad relationships, in unhealthy eating patterns, in jobs that drain our souls. But hey, it's not all the fault of our lizard brains. We have our society at large to blame too. While our internal mechanisms are set up to avoid risk, our culture also preys upon our sense of unworthiness. And these two things love to work together. When we already are afraid to try something new and put ourselves out there, the messages we've received since childhood also chime in and say we're not worthy of anything good anyway, so why bother trying? Everywhere we turn, there are people telling us we're not worthy. Oops, this is how marketing and advertising works, by the way. By keeping us down and shutting us up, our culture keeps us small and controllable. And somewhere deep down, we totally believe it. We give up on ever getting well and resign ourselves to slamming caffeine and popping pills to deal with the fatigue, brain fog, and chronic pain. We give up on ever manifesting loving, sexy, healthy relationships and instead shrug our shoulders, content to stay with a mediocre partner or unhappily single forever. And this inertia grows over time, filling our heads with all the excuses for why we shouldn't change and all the reasons why it'll go wrong if we do. But here's the thing, friends. Joy, love, and abundance are your birthright. This is a spiritual truth. And yes, it cannot be computed by our little human lizard brains. So what do we do to reconcile these parts of us, the physical and the spiritual, and be able to move forward in life? Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Overcoming Self-Sabotage by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Melanie. I'll save my comments until the end of this post. That's in tomorrow's episode. So for now, thank you for being here and listening every day, including the weekends. And we'll finish this one up tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.